Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Hello and welcome to Authentic Real English. I'm Neil and joining me today is Lee.
Hello everyone. The expression that Neil and I will talk about today is out for the count.
This expression comes from the sport of boxing and describes a boxer who's been knocked unconscious, who can't stand up within a count of 10 seconds. The boxer is said to be out for the count and loses the match.
啊，这个短语我知道，是和拳击运动有关的。当运动员被击败之后啊，裁判会数十下。如果倒地的拳击手在这十秒钟内站不起身来，他就输了，对吧？
Yes, but the expression can also be used in another way.
Oh, how? 你有说这个短语啊，还有其他的用法，我怎么不知道？
Well, I had a really active weekend. I went hiking in Wales with my wife and our two children.
Hiking in Wales? Ah, that sounds like hard work. 在威尔士爬山听着都够累的。
Well, not for my kids. They loved it. They were racing each other, running up and down the hills. Then we went to the zoo where they had even more fun.
So you had a nice day out then?
Definitely. The evening was even nicer for us, me and my wife,as there was no reading of bedtime stories and no computer games. By 7 o'clock, the kids were in bed, and the next thing we knew, they were out for the count.
Oh, I think I've got it. 不用讲故事，也不玩电子游戏了。孩子们七点钟就上床睡觉了，而且立刻就 out for the count. 我猜出来了，这个短语啊，可以表示一个人筋疲力尽，头一碰枕头就睡着了。
Yes, that's right.Let's hear some examples of how this expression is used.
Jack had so much to drink last night that when he got home, he was out for the count.
There was some trouble outside my house last night, but I didn't hear it. I was so tired, I was out for the count.
Oh, how I wish I could fall asleep quickly. 我多希望我也有这般的好睡眠呀。
You should try doing some exercise to make you tired. How about jogging?
跑步? Oh, no, it's boring. It's too monotonous.
What about relaxing exercise, like yoga?
瑜伽? No, I'm not very flexible. I never have been.
Well, what about boxing? It's exciting, and you could be knocked unconscious, out for the count.
Very funny.
Anyway, you've learned a good expression, and it's time to say goodbye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English.From the BBC.